My guest on Simply Folk is a Wisconsin singer-songwriter who has been working hard as a professional musician for decades. If you've seen Boys Town or the Moon Gypsies or the Rowdy Prairie Dogs, you've seen him perform. And he does a lot of solo songwriting and singing as well. Robert Jay, welcome to Simply Folk.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it very much. And we thought we'd start right out with a song. What would you like to start with?
This one here is called 57 Chevy.
All right.
Goes out to my Uncle Chris. Uncle Chris had an old Martin guitar and an old car, and he used to tool us around Duluth in that old car. And when he passed away, my cousins gave me his old Martin guitar, and that's what this song's about. It's my recession song as well. I'm a vintage guitar in an alligator case, left down in the basement underneath the staircase. I'm a bottle of wine all musty and dusty with AIDS. I'm an old Bordeaux, I'm a double low, I'm a Cabernet. I'm a 57 Chevy, driving a minivan. I'm a bottle of whiskey, stuck inside a beer can. I'm a 47 knucklehead, changing up all my plans. I'm a 57 Chevy, doing the best I can. Been out of work for a year, but I'm making it through. My wife still has a job, but these days it takes two. So I've been chasing classifieds and doing interviews, but nobody's hiring, so I just pick up any gig I can do. I'm a 47 Martin. My Uncle Chris left me. If it wasn't for that guitar, who knows where I'd be. So now I'm singing for a living while I'm lit up from the factory. Yeah. I'm a 57 Chevy. Oh, come on and take a ride with me. Yeah, let's ride, ride, ride. Still has a job, but these days it takes two. So I've been chasing classified and doing interviews, but nobody's hiring, so I just pick up any gig I can do. I'm a 57 Chevy, driving the band van. I'm a bottle of whiskey, stuck inside a beer can. I'm a 47 knucklehead, changing up all my plans. I'm a 57 Chevy, doing the best I can. I'm a 47 Martin, and I'm playing in the band. Yeah. I'm a 57 Chevy, doing the best I can.
Yeah. 1957 Chevy, Robert J. Wow, great lyrics, great song.
Thank you.
Got to ask, do you still have the guitar?
I do have that guitar, and it's the most precious inanimate object I have. I think if the fire happens in my house, I would grab the kids and the wife, the dog, and then that guitar. Yeah.
Nice to hear it. Nice to hear it. Well, you talked about working in the factory and the challenge of finding work, and you are working in a factory right now. You work with the Lodi Canning Factory, right?
The Lodi Canning Company, yes. The song is kind of a reversal of my life because I spent 35, 36 years as a professional musician with a few fitter jobs along the way, but nothing steady. And then 3 years ago, I didn't have enough gigs, and I didn't want to travel. So I was talking to a friend who his family owns the canning company up in Lodi, and he asked if I wanted to come to work for him. And so I've been driving a lift truck for the last 3 years, yeah.
And that's nice and stable, and you gig when you can?
He lets me out of work to go do this, you know, and he lets me out to go do all my shows. So he knows that that's my soul, and what's most important in my life is music. So he is aware of that. And Bobby Gores is his name, and his grandfather started the company back in 1917.
Wow.
Yes.
I think you said it's one of the last or only family-owned independent canning companies?
It is the last independent canning company in Wisconsin and the last family-owned independent canning company in America.
Wow.
And we only do two things, peas and cream-style corn, and we label for Seneca and Cisco and U.S. Foods and Del Monte, all kinds of brands.
Great. Well, nice that it's brought some stability. I mean, being a gigging singer-songwriter is not easy, and you were on the road for decades, I think. When did you start working as a singer-songwriter?
Well, the story goes is I graduated from college in Detroit from Wayne State University and jumped in a band van and moved with the band to Colorado and started living out there and playing music and being a ski bum musician, you know, and had a great lifestyle out there and stuff, and spent 6-7 years in Crested Butte, Colorado, and I love that town. And
I've known of your songs and known of your music over the years, but I was stunned when I went to look and to see how much you've got. Holy mackerel, you've got a lot of CDs and a lot of songs. You've been busy over those years writing. So why don't we have another song? What would you like to do next?
That sounds good. This is another one that's not recorded yet, officially anyway, although we're recording today, right?
That's right.
This one here is called Love Will Find a Way. Watching tears go down the drain, watching your days drift away and fade into shades of gray. Love will find a way. Hey, they're rolling down the track, gone so far you can't go back. Bet your money on a runaway train. Now there's a locomotive pounding in your brain. Love will find a way. I will find you. No matter where you go, you know I'll find you. Everywhere you show, I will remind you. No matter where you go, you know I'll find you. I will say, love will find a way. Love will find a way. Hey, they're dancing all alone. Your
mind is wasted and your heart is stone. You're dancing through the danger zone alone. It's time to come back home. Time to come back home, yeah. So grant me one wish for one more chance. There's still time for one more dance. So let's get high on sweet romance. Take these tears and water all the plains. Love will find a way. I will find you. No matter where you go, you know I'll find. Everywhere you show, I will remind you. No matter where you go, you know I'll find you. And I will say, love will find a way. Love will find a way. I see love will find a way. Love will find a way. Love will find a way, yeah. Love will find a way. Love will find a way. Love will find a way.
Robert J., Love Will Find a Way, as yet unreleased, a brand new song. So you're still writing songs, I would imagine, all the time, huh?
Well, I've got so many starts and so many songs going. My time's a little more limited than in past years, but I've got plenty going all the time. That's my passion.
Yeah, true songwriter.
Yeah, well, I love playing out live, but the essence of who I am is finding that song and finding those words or that twist on lyrics that just, you know, brings a tear to my eye or joy to my soul or whatever.
Yeah, you know, when it comes, it makes you buzz a little bit, doesn't it?
It does that, yeah. It's a natural high.
Yeah. And that one, the way it started out, it sounded like the railroad. I mean, that was really cool how you got it going right away with the lyrics. It was neat.
Nice.
Yeah. So, you have been awarded by the Whammies. You got a Male Vocalist of the Year, I think, a
yes.
couple of years ago for that. And then that's the Wisconsin Area Musicians Organization. And then the Madison Area Music Association, the MAMAs, has conferred all kinds of awards for songwriting and for albums and things like that. And boy, you've really made a name for yourself in the area.
People have been kind to me in that way, you know, for not making a huge success as far as monetary-wise in my career. I've had a lot of people give me a lot of hope and encouragement to keep on going, you know. And you know, money is only one thing. Obviously, it's not something that's high on my list, you know, to do it for so long and just because I love music and I love writing, so...
It's nice to have a community of peers that recognizes the work, though, I suppose.
That was, yeah, extremely nice last year when I got the Lifetime Achievement Award for songwriting at the MAMAs. That was, I couldn't believe it, actually. It was a beautiful thing.
Well, I was bringing that up for a specific reason, and I hope you don't mind. I'm going to ask you a little bit about your personal life. You have a son, J.C. Ray, who had kind of a really serious medical emergency. Can you tell us a little bit about that and then how this community of musicians helped you?
Sure. Well, it was a year ago in January. He came down with headaches and went through a series of things where weren't sure what it was, and then they hospitalized him, and they found that he had a streptococcus angiosis, which is a brain infection. It was a golf ball-sized brain infection. They had to operate immediately, and he was in the hospital for 17 days, and we're still going through treatment and rehab with him, as far as that goes. But out of our one personal tragedy for our family, we've gotten hundreds of acts of kindness come our way. And I'm choking up just thinking about it. But my friends at the Mamas, Rick Toit and Chris Wagner from the Moon Gypsies, threw a benefit. And it was at the High Noon Saloon, and 350 people showed up, and people hadn't seen in years, and really rallied for our family. So it was a blessing in many ways. And we're still encouraging our little J.C. Ray to move forward and get beyond his troubles. And every day, it's getting better.
Well, and with a community, it's always a little bit easier to keep moving forward. And you received this wonderful kindness and opening from the community, and now you are helping to give back, which I thought was just extraordinary.
Well, it had to be done. You know, you get that much support from people, and even people you don't know. And I just felt that we should pay it forward. So we started a program with the Mamas, the Madison Area Music Association, called Mama Cares. And it's to help future musicians in need, whether it's through them passing away and their family may need some help, or if they get sick or whatever. We want to be there to help. So we've already helped out a Madison soul singer, Charlie Brooks, when he had cancer and has since passed away. And we helped out Gordon from the Gomers, whose wife has MS. And so we were able to help her out. And it's an ongoing thing. We're raising money all the time, and we're trying to pay it forward.
Well, and so many musicians are either uninsured or underinsured. So it's a really wonderful program that's helping.
Yes, yeah. I hope it'll go on for years and years.
Great. Yeah. Well, on that note, yeah. How about so a little more music?
All right, I got to switch guitars.
All right. And I know that you're playing these beautiful little parlor guitars. They are just gorgeous. So what are you going to do next?
Well, I thought I'd do a medley of my hit. This one here is called...
of your hit.
Of my hit, yeah. Just worked out that way. This one's called A Million Miles Away. I won the Billboard Songwriting Contest on this one, so... I try to talk to you, but you don't listen. You're somewhere else on some kind of mission. I try to talk to you, but you're a million miles away. When you look at me, you look right through. You don't see me for me, you just see me for you. And when you look at me, you're a million miles away. Love you when you're a million miles away.
yeah. How can I love you, yeah? How can I love you? How can I love you? How can I love you, yeah? When you're a million miles away. You be a million miles. Yeah, you be a million miles away.
Million miles away. First place in the Billboard Songwriting Contest for blues. Robert J. is my guest on Simply Folk. I'm Stephanie Elkins, and that's just one of all kinds of great songs that you've written over the years, and you kind of cross genres, too. That was quite bluesy, and you're known for blues, but you also do country and all kinds of other...
Country and folk. Most of my country sounds bluesy, and... most of my blues sounds country to blues aficionados. And so, I just write them, you know. I've been influenced by so much ever since, you know, from Elvis Presley on up, you know. I've kind of been a product of rock and roll and blues in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and onward. So,
what did you listen to growing up?
I listened, of course, Elvis, and I got into, the Everly Brothers and all that stuff, and went through 60s R&B and all the great 60s bands. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young was big for me for a time. And, Springsteen and moving on forward, yeah.
Did you grow up in a musical family?
I did not, no.
How did you discover the guitar and songwriting?
From my Uncle Chris. My Uncle Chris showed me my first chords on the guitar my grandpa bought me a plastic guitar when I was like two. Then I graduated to a Mickey Mouse crank guitar, which was, I still have a couple of those.
What is a crank guitar?
Well, it's got a little crank on it, and it's shaped like Mickey Mouse. And so you go, M-I-C-K-Y, and then you do, M-I-U-C, Mickey Mouse, and you just kind of, get it jazzed up and rocking up. But I had no influence other than my Uncle Chris, and then, of course, listening to the radio and watching TV. I remember my dad calling me into the Ed Sullivan Show's on, and look, it's Elvis, you know. And he was aware that I had a thing for music, so.
Nice. Yeah. Nice, but not the usual sort of, piano lessons and that kind of thing.
No, I had a few guitar lessons, but we moved so many times in my life that I just couldn't keep it up, so. I basically kind of learned from records and friends.
That's right. You've been in Wisconsin for decades, but you grew up kind of in an itinerant way. You moved all over the place.
Yeah, really quickly. I was born in Minneapolis, then moved to Seattle, and back to Minneapolis, then to Chicago, then to Buffalo, then back to Chicago, then to Vancouver, then to Toronto, then to Detroit. Then I graduated from college and left home and lived in Colorado and L.A. and then here. Yeah, so my dad worked for the Canadian National Railroad, so as he was going up the ladder, we moved a lot.
Do you write a lot of railroad songs?
I've got a few. I do.
I imagine you have a little more personal experience than most people who write railroad songs.
I worked on the railroad summers when I went to college. So, yeah, I've got that experience, which I don't appreciate so much. But then I have many hours and days of riding the rails back and forth across the country.
Nice.
Matter of fact, I could do one.
Sure, why don't you?
If you'd like.
If you're okay with that.
Yeah, I'd have to get a capo on and get it dialed in.
All right. We'll give you a sec to do that.
All right.
Before you start the song, we're hearing this beautiful sound of your little guitars. They're little parlor guitars. Can you tell us about them?
Yeah, they're called Art and Luthery. They're made by Siegel and Godin out of Canada. And they're beautiful little guitars. I love them. They're not very expensive, but they're true. They stay in tune. It's all cherry wood on the backs and sides and neck, and a cedar on the top, so it gives a bassier sound out of it.
It has a really nice sound.
Thank you.
And what's the name of the song you're going to play?
This one's called Traveling Friend. And just before my last year of college, I took myself on a train ride across Canada and met up with some high school buddies out in Alberta and British Columbia. So, traveling friend. Traveling friend, I've not known you long, I just met you yesterday. With the backpack full of questions that you're asking every day. Me, I just left the mountains, and a lady I once knew. You seek adventure just for something to go through. On a train ride through the Great Plains, we shared each other's dreams, and in our eyes we saw the size of one another's schemes. Well, he called me Robert Frost, and I called him Kerouac. We jammed with the guys in the baggage car, and we listened to the sound of the train. Traveling friend, you've got a long way to go. Till you lay down, till you stay down. Traveling friend, you've got no place to go. And still you go on, yeah, you grow on the road. Yeah, whatever road I ride, I find I need someone by my side. Someone to share the journey with whom I might confide. Well, now my traveling friend's out there drifting, just to let 10 miles go by. Like time is never resting, he'll see it all before he dies. Now click clack, now click clack, let the train go down the track. Now click clack, now click clack, let the train go down that track.
Need a lot of breath for the end of that song. That was great. What a wonderful train song.
Thank you. Thanks. Thank you.
We have time for just about one more. Okay. But I just wanted to mention that you are an active performer. You seem to gig quite a bit every week, and you've got a pretty good website that's got listings of all of your appearances and your gigs around mostly South Central Wisconsin, it looks like.
Yeah.
And folks can find that at robertj.com, and there's a link to that on our website at Simply Folk and also on our Facebook page. But it's pretty up-to-date, and you sound like you're pretty busy.
This summer I'll be doing 10, 12 gigs a month, and that's good for me. Next gig is Memorial Day with the Moon Gypsies.
Great.
And, I'm happy still to be doing shows with them.
Nice. It's nice to do, well, you do some by yourself, but also a lot of collaborations as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Well, what would you like to finish up with?
Well, I'd like to finish up with a song that I wrote a couple years ago. It dawned on me that I've been playing in bars for a long time, and so I started to write verses of things I've seen and done over the years, and I came up with like 147 verses, all true stories. I'm going to pare it down for your listening enjoyment, people. And I came up with a song called Hanging Out in Barland, kind of a dark version of my life and playing in bars.
I imagine some of the things that you see are kind of sad sometimes.
There are sad ones, but I try to put a little twist on them and get a little goodness out of everything, you know. I've seen it all. I mean, you know, people have come up to me after, you know, seeing me at the Sunday jams back for years and years that I did on Sundays. And they go, we met at your show, and we're married now. And here's my daughter, and she's playing music.
Oh,
you know, and
nice.
That's just like, wow, that's a win-win.
Yeah. I've heard this. This is a great song. I love this song.
Thank you. All right. Ain't it funny, after three or four drinks, we all get the courage to say what we think. I've been a barstool eyewitness to so many things, hanging out in Barland. Yeah, hanging out in Barland. Sally and her date were dancing, spinning and getting plastered. He was showing off and swinging her faster and faster. Sally lost her front teeth on the end of my Telecaster, hanging out in Barland. Yeah, hanging out in Barland. Tommy's poor liver couldn't take it anymore. He almost checked out on us a month or so before, but Tommy fought back, and now he's strapped with those medical bills. We're all here to help and raise some cash, feeling blessed he's here still. Yeah. Yeah, hanging out in Barland. Oh, 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 oh. It's a sunny place for shady people at the Eldorado Cafe, at the base of the Red Lady. Oh, be joyful, let us pray. I was there the night John Lennon died, Monday night football game. I drank so much I saw Ringo make the winning play. Yeah. In Barland. Yeah. Hanging out in Barland. On the night of the bomb scare, someone heard someone say they left a little something to blow us all away. And when they vacated the building, we took the Sunday jams outside, held a bomb scare revival for all the passers-by. Hanging out in Barland. Yeah. Hanging out in Barland. Sunshine took her top off and danced upon the floor. Some of the other ladies joined her in. They put on a hell of a show. And I simply remember my favorite things, that I don't feel so bad, hanging out in Barland. Yeah. Hanging out in Barland. Oh, 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 oh. There are thousands more stories than a thousand other bars, thousands of winners and losers showing off their scars. And I met so many dear friends who've opened up my heart, hanging out in Barland. Yeah, hanging out in Barland. Hanging out in Barland.
Robert J., Hanging Out in Barland. Thank you so much for sharing such great songs and your time with us, with Simply Folk and WPR listeners. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much, Stephanie.
And you can find more information, lots more music, and all about the gigs and everything at robertj.com. And that's J, the letter, not the name.
Yes.
Right? Right. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.